guys, Vasathya here in Singapore, and thank you so much for joining me on the Night Out podcast. Now, for those of you just joining me for the first time, I thank you for your time and attention, and I'm hoping you find, you know, some comfort in the things that I talk about. I tend to talk about all things emotional intelligence. I am documenting my journey as an entrepreneur, as a single mom, as somebody who is trying their very best to bring more attention to mental health and how that can help improve all of our lives collectively. And for that being said, I tend to take my inspiration from life around me, which means posts that I see on social media. It could be TV, scenes that I watch in movies or in TV series, music, lyrics, conversations I've had, and of course, podcasts I also consume. So these thoughts are mine, and I feel like part of these things are from theories that I've learned and from practical applications that I've tried really hard to use in my own life, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't work, but I want you to know the real truth. I want you to see how it actually works or doesn't work for me, so there's no pretense here. Today, I want to talk to you about the cure to burnout, and I feel like a lot of people, the minute they hear the word burnout, they think, oh, I got to go pamper myself. I need a vacation. I need to get away from this thing so that I can be refreshed and come back to it, but I want to offer you another perspective, okay? So if you're in a situation that is draining you of your energy and you find yourself in a position to slowly be burning out, because it's not a fast thing, right? It's kind of, it takes time, it kind of accumulates little by little, and finally you're at this breaking point where you just can't do it anymore. And so when I realized that I was burning out, even on social media when I was building my business, or even back when I was in my marriage, or another example would be when I was working for somebody else, when I found that I was being stretched too thin and I didn't have the energy that it took to kind of come back and work with the same enthusiasm that I had when I first started, I realized that I had to kind of change some things. Now, initially what I thought was, I just need to get away from it a little bit. I need to take a break. I need a mental health day, or I need a vacation. I need a long weekend that includes a public holiday somewhere so I can just kind of recuperate and then come back full force. But that's actually not what happened. I think people miss the point. You see, what I really learned was I was allowing certain behaviors to continue that were not serving my own mental health, and by not speaking up about them sometimes, I was allowing them to perpetuate. When you don't say something to somebody, they assume that there is no problem unless you bring it to their notice, their attention, you confront them with something. And that's not to say that it's aggressively. I just bring something up and say, hey, this isn't working. Maybe there's another way to do things. When you don't bring things like that up to someone, they don't know that there is something that isn't working well, and they don't have the opportunity to fix it. I think I've said this in so many episodes before, right? But when it comes to burnout, it really does come from a place inside. You are saying no to yourself more often than not. You are holding your tongue. You're keeping your thoughts to yourself. You're trying to be hospitable and pleasing and lovable and likable and all those things. And that's well and good, but while you keep everybody else comfortable and happy with your behavior, you're not happy. And that's where that burnout comes from. So even if I went to get my nails done, my hair done, if I had somebody massage, you know, all of the kinks out of my neck and relieve all of that stress, maybe a sauna, any of those things, that sounds great. That should be maintenance, but that is not the cure to burnout, because here's what I'm feeling. When you go do those things, you rest, relax, you rejuvenate, you know, you come back replenished, or so you think, you still come back to that same mess that you left. It did not change while you were gone. It is same, the exact same that it was when you left. So let's say it's a hostile work environment, okay? Maybe your colleagues don't understand what it means to give you space to work and to eat properly and to take regular breaks, but they do expect it for themselves. And unless you voice that opinion, let your management team know of the concern, they're going to assume that everything's working just fine. Meanwhile, you're running from pillar to post, you're burning the candle at both ends, trying to make sure that ends meet, and you are burning out, no one else is. You're maintaining the status quo for other people, but it's not being maintained for you. Now, teamwork in the context of a relationship works the same way. If I don't let my partner know that, hey, you do realize that I work at night to make sure that while I'm awake during the day, I'm still available for you and the kids to make sure you all are taken care of, that does not allow me a lot of time for me to rest and recuperate appropriately, adequately, so that I can really be of service to all of you in retrospect, right? So if I don't voice those concerns, if I don't give you guys the opportunity to support me the way I support you, then it becomes a team effort. If I don't give you that room, if I don't let you know what's going on, I'm going to be burnt out constantly. if that makes sense. So no amount of meditation, no amount of spa days, no amount of nail appointments, hair appointments, date nights, vacations is going to make it any better if you don't fix the situation that you live in on a constant basis so that you go to work joyfully as much as possible. Of course, there's always human error and people and interactions and things that'll throw that off. But if it's not majority of the time where you enjoy spending time there with the people that you're working with, you enjoy doing the work that you're doing in the first place, you're basically setting yourself to be constantly burnt out. So that's why I feel like setting boundaries within your own space with yourself as well as the people around you is really, really important. So let's say, for example, I feel like I never get a chance to go and do the things that I want to do. If I don't tell my partner, hey, I need this amount of time, they're not going to know to set aside that amount of time. And if I don't let them know how urgent that is, they're not going to prioritize it for me. So it's up to me to let them know in the first place. When it comes to making boundaries for yourself, if you really deep down inside want to, you know, complete this, let's say, degree or a certification in Photoshop, for example, if you don't set the boundary with yourself, which means you are going to allot the time to make sure you sit down and study those things every day for a certain amount of time at a certain time of day, and you're not setting that boundary for yourself, which is discipline. Discipline is a boundary within yourself. You're not going to achieve the thing that you want, and then you will end up feeling despondent or despair. You will feel like you're letting yourself down. You will feel like you're a failure, or you feel like you're lazy, and then all that self-criticism kind of kicks into play. So I feel very strongly about the fact that as much as you do need to schedule time to pamper yourself, to indulge yourself, to spend time and spend money on yourself, you also need to make sure that the people around you understand that you need those things for yourself, that you need their support while you manage some of these things. No man is an island. No woman is an island. None of you are meant to do all of this by yourself. It's physically impossible. You have 24 hours in a day. You have two arms, two legs, and one brain. You have one mouth and two ears. You are able to eat only a certain amount of food in a day, right? You have a certain amount of work to get done within that day. You have a certain amount of people that depend on you that you need to manage and allow for the teamwork to actually exist. And that means just that. You have to open your mouth and ask for help and let people know where they can support you just as well as you support them. So I hope this makes some kind of sense, and I would love to invite a little bit of discussion in this realm, because I feel like all this time we were thinking we just need a break, we just need a break, and then everything will be all right. But if you don't fix the environment in which you work, the environment in which you live, the environment in which your relationship exists, you are going to set yourself up for failure over and over again. You will end up having the same conversations, the same arguments. You'll end up finding that you're exasperated by the same things over and over again, which means you have to find a way to prevent that thing from happening again rather than fix it on the back end. So I hope this made some sense, and I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you. Until the next time.